This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk
along the avenue. Well, Donald Trump is now the nominee, ladies and gentlemen. He is now officially the nominee. I'm going to be inside the convention center this evening and, of course, tomorrow. One of the big international news stories is the fact that some communists ran over to me and started pushing and shoving me on the sides, and one of them slapped me in the back of the head. I'm not even sure who. So I just went ahead and tried to push over a few of them and then ran into the police chief. That's basically what happened. But the police were there, and then the crowd started trying. Part of the crowd, about half the folks there, were InfoWarriors, started trying to attack the police. The police had to use bikes to basically one cop that I saw a video of was holding back six of the communist protesters himself. And Gawker and others, just to illustrate, not that Gawker matters, you know, they're going under, according to reports of the whole Hulk Hogan thing. Gawker just loves to distort reality. And I was reading this piece this morning, and it said that it was classic that I'm this anti-government person, and here I am with the police helping. And there I was battling real anarchists. No, people with red flags want total government. And I'm sick and tired of communists calling themselves anarchists, okay? Just because I don't want a big, giant government and I want lower taxes doesn't mean I hate the local police or I want to shoot them in the back of the head. That's the globalist run left that's destabilizing the nation, not us. So they're always trying to act like we're not genuine, we're not real, we're not. No, we're genuine Americana. You don't know what we stand for? Americana. Freedom, lower taxes, being left alone, being able to defend yourself, being able to practice the religion or not practice the religion of your choice, not having to go under Sharia law. That's who we are. We're called the Renaissance promoters. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much coming up today that it makes my head spin. We have Ted Nugent coming on the broadcast. We have Roger Stone set to be in studio. We have a bunch of other special guests, but I was walking out of a business this morning buying another toothbrush as I lost my other one somehow, and my travel toothbrush. And there, just about 45 minutes ago, was Tucker Carlson, who I had dinner with on Sunday evening, and some of the Daily Caller folks, and a whole bunch of other press people. And he goes, "Oh, I'm glad you're coming." And I said, "Coming to what?" He goes, "Nigel Farage." And I said, "Whose event is it?" He goes, "It's mine, but no one's, you know." I said, "Well, is it going to be on Fox?" Fox had half a brain. They'd have, you know, Nigel Farage on, you know, for a long talk. And he goes, no. He goes, "No one's covering it, really." I said, "Really? Well, I just sent like three reporters or four reporters over there." And so we're going to get the Farage speech that I guess starts about now, and then that talk, and then hopefully an interview. We should have that maybe by the fourth hour today, because this, I mean, we just, well, the one problem we've got is we need more crew members. We don't have enough people to upload all the videos we've got. We've got so many big interviews, and a lot of them aren't time sensitive, but some of them are, that are going to be going out today. We're going to push these all out today. So I literally ran in here 2 minutes before they randomly search every eighth vehicle that comes into the containment zone, and the Secret Service searched our vehicle. I mean, they search them all for bombs with the bomb dog and the mirror underneath the car, but they searched inside the car. And I don't want to get them any trouble, but let's just say that, well, I'll just say at another checkpoint yesterday. Rob, dude, come tell folks what happened. We literally, Rob's running the switcher right now, news director, but he's also going to complain. I mean, we're talking Secret Service going, InfoWars, InfoWars.
Yeah, this happened this morning, actually coming in.
Well, have two years later.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely fans, and I've been talking with them. In fact, the security guard who lets us in at night, her name, and her brother's a big fan. And she goes, "Oh, he was so excited to hear that we met you guys." And I took a selfie and sent it to her.
And again, this isn't us bragging, hey, we're famous. It's saying the InfoWars.
People are waking up. Yeah. And then this morning, the Secret Service, when we pulled up, they recognized. They're like, "InfoWars, good job yesterday. Good job."
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's not get them in too much trouble. We'll be back.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got 2 days left of the convention. And then, of course, it's the Democratic National Convention coming up next week. What a giant police state circus we're in the middle of. But this is a police state built of our own folly. This is what Americans have allowed with the jihadis in this country, and the borders wide open, and with all the different leftist groups and the Soros-backed organizations running around stoking violence. This is what you end up having to have, or they'd be storming the RNC. They've stormed Trump events all over the country. They've attacked people. People have been killed. Police are getting killed on a daily basis now, almost. It is crazy. And Rob Dew, a news director, is here with us. We have a gigantic broadcast today. We're talking about a few issues first off here. But tell folks who's coming up today.
All right. At 11:30, 12:30 Eastern, it'll be Diamond and Silk in studio. And then at the top of the hour at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock our time, here in Cleveland, Roger Stone is going to be here. And then at the bottom of the hour, 12:30, 1:30 Eastern, Ted Nugent on the phone, and that should be pretty interesting because of what's going on here at the convention. And then after that, a one-hour interview with Dinesh D'Souza, talking about his film, which I haven't seen it, but from what I hear from the other crew, they said it's one of the best films they've seen in a long time as a documentary.
Yeah, I mean, America 2015 or 2016 was kind of milquetoast and kind of, oh, he's anti-colonialist. Well, really, globalism is corporate colonialism to take us over. But it does hint that he hates America. No, this new film is Hillary is a crime boss, a horrible witch. The Democrats are an organized crime syndicate hell-bent on destroying the country, collapsing it, consolidating control, and putting us in re-education camps.
And they're the real racists.
Shocking to hear, but that's really what they're doing. And boy, that happens in most other countries. Look at the crap going on in Turkey right now.
Well, and they're using the social media apparatus as the concentration camp now. That's like the virtual concentration camp now where they cut people off Twitter. They censor stories.
Yeah, look at Milo. Permanently banned with tens of millions of people on Twitter.
Ridiculous.
I mean, because he's a flamboyant gay guy that says he's sick of social justice warriors and their attack on free speech. Well, I mean, they're a plague. They are a literal plague. And it is so frustrating just to see this getting worse and worse and worse. Now, really exciting news. On my way over here today, walking out of a store, there was Tucker Carlson with a bunch of people getting out of a sedan. And he said, "Hey, Alex, great. I'm glad you're here." And I said, "What?" Because I had dinner with him and a bunch of media Sunday night when we got in. Well, you were there. And I go, "Here for what?" He goes, "Farage." And I went, "Who?" He goes, "Nigel Farage." Nigel Farage. I go, "What? He's, you know." And I said, "Well, where's the media for this?" He goes, "Well, I'm just doing a little, you know, thing with the press, a breakfast." And I guess it's like a 11s or something that hobbits have, because it's almost noon here when that happened. And so we just sent a bunch of reporters over there, very excited about that. I think Nigel Farage is like a rock star. See, I don't get ooh about rock stars. I don't go ooh about movie stars.
He's retiring in his prime, too. And I think hopefully we can talk him out of that.
Well, that's why we sent reporters over there to all just basically to talk to him and say, how could you be retiring in your prime? The thing is, he doesn't, you know, play hard to get or whatever like some politicians do when they say, "I'm not going to run for office and make everybody beg for him." The times I've talked to him off air, he's like, "Oh, man, I just want to beat this and get back to business in my life and, you know, back to, you know, drinking beer at the pub after work." I mean, he just does not like it. But that's why he's so effective.
Yeah.
And he just straight talks these scumbags. These arrogant people never had a job, you know, in their life. And, of course, they tried to kill him. And he's had the wheels come off his car. And the police said it was sabotage in the EU. They said, "No, you were sabotaged." And then the plane crashed. And I mean, the pilot's a vegetable. I mean, Farage climbs out of it, his whole face smashed, blood pouring out of his head, and had, like, many bones broken. I mean, it was incredible.
And he still has the courage to speak out. He didn't hide after that.
And, well, the thing is, the truth is, and I don't blame him, you know, that's kind of something that one guest hinted at. You know, I'm sure the threats are getting to him. At a certain point, he's been leading that party since it started 22 years ago. He's sick of it. And I kind of get wanting to not do it anymore. Because you're either like totally and completely 100% committed. You're either totally committed to something or you're disengaged. That's how I am. I can't quit thinking about fighting the globalist. I dream about it. I live it constantly. I'm hyperventilating on air thinking about it. Yesterday, here's
hyperventilating off the air.
Hyperventilating off the air. Yesterday, I knew that they were having this Communist Party, that's what officially was, event. And I knew that they were going to have a flag burning. And I knew that they were having Black Lives Matter out there. And I knew they had this Dix guy who is like always there a few days before horrible stuff happens.
Stoking the flames.
And so when I got there and they were screaming at us and surrounding us and trying to bully us, even though about a third or more of the folks were InfoWarriors, they were all just nicely standing there. All the socialists were bullying and clawing and, you know, bumping into me underneath, you know, the cameras. I said, I got to get up there on that high spot and get away from these people. So I start trying to go up and they're pushing us and they're hitting us and they're pushing our crew and they're pushing on my bodyguards who were there to watch my back and document things.
Yep.
And they were having a and you can now we're kind of go through the videos as we have just so many where they were already having to grab people who were trying to hit me. And of course these are vegan. I'm not bashing vegans, but you know, vegan leftists are not usually pretty tough. It was mainly white kids and white college folks attacking me. And so that was already going on. I was already putting up with getting shoved and stuff. And then suddenly there's red flags around me, racist, Nazi, racist, I'm like scrabbling and I'm being, you can see on the video before I decided to go ahead and push over them, I'm being pushed and poked from both sides. But I mean, pretty violently. I'm moving back and forth, and I say, that's it. I'm going to the top of the steps. So I start pushing through them. They get pushed out of the way, but I keep pushing, and then there's a police chief who I obviously can see I wasn't looking when I run into him.
Right, right.
He grabs my arm. I go, oh, actually, someone with forces actually grabbed me. And I'm like, oh, because I go, oh, who's that? Oh, it's the police chief.
That's a very iconic moment.
You're like, oh, the crowd is the police chief, which I guess everybody thought was hilarious, especially the police. And then the
bike cops move in and start separating the people. And our guys, me, Josh, and Zimmerman, that's how we got separated from y'all. We were getting pushed back by the guys on the bikes. I said, hey, relax, we're good.
That is kind of a commie hat, though.
Yeah, I'd probably look like a commie.
But it helps you blend in.
Up on them. Yeah, and I actually got an interview with the communists later that afternoon. And I went up and I go, hey, aren't you the guys that attacked Alex Jones? I think I called them commies. Aren't you the commies that attacked Alex Jones? Like, we didn't attack him. And then in the video, we cut to him pushing you, and then you push back. You know, because you can only take so much. And you're, I mean, that's the type. It's not even this. The stuff that's going on in this convention is sort of a backdrop for what's really going on in America.
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm sitting there in the heat, surrounded by these people hissing at me. And I look at red flags up above me on the steps like they've taken the country.
They're waving
at me. I, quite frankly, I did want to go march up and see what happened. Because I just had to take the high ground. It literally scared me for my children. I mean, these are evil scum, man. And I mean, communists have killed 200 million people, folks. They don't play games. They're running the same destabilization program here. You say it'll never happen. Bull. This country has been rotted from within by a bunch of traitors that have snuck in and infiltrated us. And I'm done with them. And I'm going to identify them. And I'm coming after them. People say, oh, you could have got hurt. You could have got whatever. But the point is, I'm not playing around anymore. And it's not because I'm tough or I'm a hero. I'm not laying down to these people. And they really piss me off, and I'm sick of their crap. Bunch of mass murdering supporters, man. And you see what they're doing. They mean business. And you see the president up there, every time innocent police get killed, saying, we need to reform the police. Basically saying, that's why they got killed, because they're bad. They deserve to be shot in the back, because somebody else somewhere did something wrong. When you look at statistics, our police department in this country is this is one of the most violent nations on earth. It always has been. And per capita, the amount of violence we have a very restrained police force in this country. Instead, what's happened is they've all gone into a militarized fortress mode. And that's only going to get worse when cops start getting shot in the back. It's a formula to bring the country down. They're building the police state by creating the climate that produces one, so when they take total power, they have a police state in place.
Exactly.
So I'm not against the police. I'm against the globalist program, the architecture. I see them building. I've seen them do it in other countries. The globalists brag. They think we're dumb. They admit their battle plan. And, folks, we got to save this country, because we're not just getting taken over, as I've said 1,000 times, by Boss Hogg, who just wants to, you know, basically skim money or something. And that'd be bad enough. I'd be against it, because it always leads you to something worse. We're at the point of it leading to the worst thing you can have. So the games are over, ladies and gentlemen. The gloves are off. The globalists are attacking. And everybody, I don't care whether you're in a uniform or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a garbage truck driver, you are a human who deserves freedom. And you're good people. And I don't care if you're in the military or you're a social worker or you're a liberal or you're a conservative, who you are. Through the left, you can have tyranny. Through the right, you can have tyranny. Okay, and the globalists direct both of those throughout history. They write books admitting it, like Tragedy and Hope, written for the State Department and the CIA so they could understand, why do we fund fascists and communists? Because they want centralized control. They want to give you fake choices, but then you're always just choosing another flavor of tyranny. There's no doubt tyranny's here. There's no doubt they're coming after free speech, and they're manifesting through the left right now. They're manifesting through the left. The globalists will try to manifest tyranny to the right as well, but we should try to reach out to people on the left and the right who are confused and don't know what's going on, and explain all this, and then transcend it, and then deal with it. But it's time that these communists who try to intimidate people, and socialists and BLM and all the Soros-affiliated groups and the Ford Foundation groups know, we're not stopping. We're not backing down. We're getting stronger. If we don't identify these people and lay down to them, they win. If we start resisting them in the information war and by physically being there and saying, we're taking the hill, you want to fight, here we are. You started first. See what happens. We win. We get stronger. They get weaker. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker. You're seeing death throes right now. They've been spending decades rotting out Europe and rotting out the United States for their takeover. And now we've identified it. The people know what's going on. We're moving against it. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker. Day by day. And they're panicking. And they're throwing everything they've got at us in desperation. They admit they're desperate. And I'm never stopping. I'm never backing down. I'm never giving in. I'm never giving up. Ever, 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 in the face of people that wear the uniforms of the greatest mass murderers in history. and are allied against our republic. We'll be back. Stay with me.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Videos that we can air, and coming up to start of the next segment, Diamonds and Silk should have arrived. But again, there's a lot of issues getting through the security cordon because we're actually inside where the convention's going on itself in a private studio building that's part of the complex, as viewers can actually see if you're watching on television right now on TV stations and cable systems around the country. but also for free at Infowars.com/show. Briefly, because I've been neglecting to do this, this is a massive expenditure, obviously, of money for any media organization, and we're a mom-and-pop independent organization that's got about 55 people in it, and then, of course, auxiliary reporters and contractors and folks, less than 100 people total, having the effect media-wise, punching through the Berlin Wall of controlled disinformation that is mainstream media, punching through with a searing, flame-throwing, white-hot spotlight of truth, just crashing through the lies of disinformation, unapologetically taking the enemy on head-on, like a rampaging 18-wheeler, running over the jihadis instead of the jihadis running over us, but in the information war. And the globalists are allied with every radical, hateful, out-of-control group that you can imagine, and they are creating total distractions, total diversions with things like, did Melania Trump lift some lines about heritage in her family? I mean, everybody says that in a speech. I've talked to Roger Stone, and I've also talked to some of our other sources that obviously go unnamed, but the bottom line is that Lewandowski, who has been a troublemaker all along inside the campaign — I've never talked about that in the year and a half that I've had some knowledge of the campaign, not just from Stone, but from others. Everything Stone ever told me then came true, or was already had happened and was proven later. Basically everything. I don't think I've ever seen Stone be wrong, quite frankly. I talk to him every day, sometimes multiple times a day. He's just a really interesting guy. But after this campaign's over, I tend to keep talking to Stone. He's a fun guy. He's the type of guy you take on vacation with you. I mean, he's just really funny, really smart, a real guy. But anyways, enough bromance there. He's going to tell you the inside scoop on Fox. And he told me the inside scoop on Fox 6 months ago. He told me the inside scoop a month ago. He told me the inside scoop, I'm going to go ahead and just let you know, a week ago. And that's why you heard me go ahead. And he said, yeah, it's starting to come out. You can talk about it. But then I talked to other people at Fox, obviously. I don't want to get them in trouble. Tucker Carlson is not one of my sources. I don't ever bring up Fox News stuff with them, but I do talk to him sometimes off air. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing what's going on at Fox News. In fact, I wish I would have made a bigger deal about this a few weeks ago when I was authorized to start talking about it. But quite frankly, it's so off my radar, Fox News itself and how arrogant Fox News is and how Fox News thinks it's God, and so many of its personalities are just unbelievably narcissistic, I guess would be the word, that I just, it's really not on my radar screen. I mean, I here's the thing. I know what Fox News is. I know what it's designed to do. But what they're now doing to it is big news. What is now happening at Fox News is going to happen to everybody else. And so many people I see on InfoWars and Prison Planet are saying, oh, great, I hope Fox News falls apart. Oh, I'm glad that the Murdochs are about to take it left. Screw it, it'll just collapse. The fact that they're getting ready to bring down Fox News, everyone, shows you they understand that they have to completely shut down the liberty movement and even the artificial one that was there to control things. Now that it's failed and has been radicalized, it's got to be controlled, demoed. And when I say this, folks, you need to understand, what you're hearing is the facts, okay? Now, I could see this from afar, knowing the different players, years ago. And I knew they were using the whole hacking scandal to threaten the Murdoch empire to make him come closer to Hillary. We knew this 4 years ago. And we told you this was happening. And he, gives more money to Hillary than he does Republicans. And you've seen some folks trying to follow orders like Bill O'Reilly and start, being nice to Hillary, saying nice things about Hillary. There's a lot that goes into this. So when we come back, I'm going to try to just give you what's happening without going down rabbit trails to back it up. But just understand, they're taking Fox News down right now, and they're going to take Rush Limbaugh down. They're going to take Matt Drudge down. And you're like, oh, well, Drudge, he's a great guy, but so what? Or oh, Limbaugh, that guy's been kind of a warmonger. The point is, the globalists aren't going to leave him around, okay, because they know he's pro-gun and doesn't hate America, okay? No one is going to be left on air unless you want to bring the country down, okay? They got dossiers on everybody. They know Donald Trump. They know people like Limbaugh love the country. And they're not New World Order people. And it's going to get so bad in this country that they're not going to be allowed to be on air. Then they're going to start arresting people, okay? But this is how this works. So All the conservatives, libertarians going, yay, Fox News is going to fall. No, it's horrible. It's bad news, folks. It shows how authoritarian things have gotten.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Out in the streets, ladies and gentlemen, tigers want to fight. And we're in the streets. Boy, I tell you, it is just an amazing time to be alive right now. Diamonds and silk are arriving here, I guess, in the next 5-10 minutes. And we, again, have Ted Nugent coming up. We have my crew right now interviewing Nigel Farage. I can't wait to air that, maybe even in the fourth hour. That's amazing. I tell you, I almost said that's it, just walked into that building with him so I could go meet him in person. I've never done that, but I just came to the show. So, yes, I'm like a fanboy. You know, I want to go meet the rock star. Well, he's a patriot, man. He just got the beginning of the UK out of the EU and a serious blow to the globalists. And I know they'll reconfigure and come back again. That's the animating contest of liberty. Point is, we are kicking their butt. A guy's want to meet some quarterback that's won the Super Bowl 4 times? I could care less, quite frankly. I mean, I could just care less. I want to meet people that are defending my family and who've been, you know, who they've tried to murder repeatedly and who just keep fighting back. But that's because I'm an extremist, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of stuff I'm into. And again, folks, I like football as much as the next person. The point is, this country is in such dire straits that I don't care about football anymore. Just 15 years ago, I still watched football. I even watched the Red Sox the last time they went to the World Series again. I mean, I get it. I'm not judging you. The point is, we're being taken over, ladies and gentlemen. And so, yeah, I went to Dallas Cowboy games when I was a kid. Okay, great. You know, my grandfather was like super good buddies, best buddies in college. And then when they went to World War II, both in the Army Air Corps with, the Tom Landry. The point is that that's not that exciting to me, okay? What's exciting to me is we are on the verge of crushing the globalist. Liberty is rising, and no amount of manipulation, no amount of betrayal, even if Trump's an operative, which I don't think he is, no amount of that can put it back together again if we just stand up. That's where I'm going. Now, on the Fox News situation, Roger Ailes worked with Patriots at the FCC in the mid-1980s with the head lawyer, head counsel, Mr. Fine, who, again, comes on the show and nobody even cares. This is the guy that fought and battled to have free speech again on talk radio. You couldn't go on the radio and criticize the left. They would let leftists have talk shows, but then nobody listened. But you couldn't supposedly be political. That's what they want to bring back, folks. And Roger Ailes, say what you want about him. He now, they're trying to oust him for hugging Megyn Kelly 6 years ago. And I know people that know Roger Ailes, they say the guy is super nice, super funny, super weird, quirky. He's super old and sick now. And they're just trying to kick him out because he had the formula of women in news. He's the guy that brought women in to dominate news. Say what you want about it. I mean, he wrote the book on it all. He created Fox News. That was a counter to CNN. And even though it was synthetic, and even though Rupert Murdoch was in there trying to make it go more left, Ailes was able to basically block that for a long time. Now you notice Fox News has been totally anti-Trump, done every dirty trick you can imagine, and this is part of a dirty trick to bring down Roger Ailes and everyone that supports him. And I think it's genius. And you can go to drudgereport.com and see all the coverage of this. InfoWars has some coverage, but Drudge has it all. I'm going to cover more later in the broadcast. That dozens of their top people, including Hannity and others, are saying, we're going to leave if you get rid of Ailes. Because if they all leave, they can go create another competing network as a group of personalities with Ailes, and that will defeat Fox. See, they don't want that, though. The globalists want everybody to kind of stay there and then slowly fire people and slowly intimidate people. A lot of folks have said, hey, why have you been nicer to Sean Hannity lately? Well, he's gotten more hardcore. And I knew not from Roger Stone, who is a consultant and works for Fox. I mean, he wears that hat. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball on that. I've learned a lot more from other people higher up at Fox. I'm going to stop right there. But everything Stone's told me meshes with that. You notice Stone hadn't been on Fox in 6 months. That is Hillary Clinton through Rupert Murdoch. Okay? And that is the direct orders to Roger Ailes, and it's not just him. It's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people. MSNBC and CNN, banned him at the same time, and suddenly he wasn't on Fox either. That's because they didn't want to announce the ban. Okay, this is a Hillary White House order. And they keep warning Ailes, you let Trump go on there, you let Hannity talk about rape, we're coming after you. And so this is an internal war at News Corp, at Fox. A lot of folks sit there and go, good, let them fall, you're going to get bigger. A lot of people at Fox have told me that. I don't understand. It's part of a globalist program. Sure, it's fake conservative, a lot of it, but still, the good stuff that gets out, the globalists hate, and they want to strangle it. They want to make it super conservative light, put a bunch of leftist garbage in there. Megyn Kelly's been brought in on all this. She's on an evil witch-like power trip with Rupert Murdoch and his sons. And these are horrible, horrible people, okay? I mean, when you see Megyn Kelly, folks, she is evil, anti-American, dangerous, and a damn liar on top of it, okay? And Oh, my gosh, he told women they were pretty. Oh, my gosh, he hugged her and squeezed her. Oh, my, oh, this is so horrible. This is the most evil thing I've ever heard of in my life. Meanwhile, the Clintons are running around murdering people, launching wars, having hundreds of thousands of Christians killed all over the Middle East, overthrowing our allies, doing the most horrible stuff you can imagine, covering up all these rapes, settling rape cases. Make no mistake, folks, they're going to go after Fox. They're going to go after Drudge. They're going to go after... They've already basically come in with Goldman Sachs money and taken over almost all of Clear Channel. Okay? Say what you want about Clear Channel. Years ago, they battled some of their top executives who are actually listeners of mine and put me on Sirius XM. That was a big, bold move. And you know why they did it? They did it because they're worried about their kids. And they said, we hope what you do spreads and other talk show hosts pick it up because it's the truth. And you know what? It did happen. People at Clear Channel purposely infected Clear Channel with me. They even, under the radar, put me on some other stations. Okay? I don't want to even talk about this, but it's time people understand and know what's going on. Okay? There are patriots at Fox News. There are patriots inside Clear Channel. One of them is George Norrie, who took that show from all UFOs and chupacabras to 80% serious news at a serious risk to his job. They said, okay, you go ahead and do this, but you know, you fail or whatever. You notice he made the show even bigger. So there are people that have done everything they can within the system to try to save this country. And George Norrie, Roger Ailes, people like that. And look, Roger Ailes isn't perfect by any stretch of imagination. I was offered weekend shows with them to start. And they're like, of course, and we'll fly you. And I'm like, even if you get fly me first class every week, it's not that I'm some big star or something. I'm not going to be cramped on an airplane with my back troubles and stuff. I mean, I've been body slammed, folks, straight into concrete in high school and stuff like that. I've got probably brain damage and stuff. I just have got not a lot of health issues. I'm pretty healthy in a lot of ways, but I've been through a lot. I'm not trying to bitch. I just don't want to sound like I'm sitting here. Oh, I got to be first class. That sounds horrible. The truth is, I need to sit in first class. I can't sit in a regular plane seat. My shoulders are too wide. And of course, anybody knows that. A small man can hardly sit in one. The point is, I'm digressing. And then they're like, you don't want a show on Fox. And I said, nope, I don't want a show on Fox. And then the offers got bigger and bigger, okay? So that's why I love later in the New York Daily News, they said that I had asked for a show and that I didn't get one and that I was mad. That was one of the so-called unnamed Fox executives. That wasn't a Fox executive. That was a Glenn Beck producer that was still there. That's the world of these people. So, oh, let me finish the story because it's one of the most important things I've ever talked about. I'm sorry I digress in the spinal issues. Like two of the, in my, one of my neck are almost completely, fused now. But anyways, you talk about it when your head's hurting. Sorry, my neck's hurting. That's why I always do that on air. And then I'll start telling people why I do certain tics and things. And I don't know. The point is that this is so epic what's going on right now. And it makes me completely sick. Okay. Because you notice I didn't finish the rest of the story, did I? Glenn Beck. It isn't about Glenn Beck sneaking around behind the scenes, always trying to sabotage me and not have radio stations carry me and get my sponsors and the rest of it. It's that he's a Benedict Arnold who knows they're getting ready to take out conservative and libertarian and patriot media. So he's going to NBC and trying to get a meet the press job. Oh, yeah. And going on there and saying, vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, the guy is literally Judas Iscariot, except he doesn't have the decency to go hang himself the next day. I mean, he doesn't have the decency because he's worse than Judas. Judas felt bad about being intimidated into betraying Christ. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. And that's why you see all this. Megyn Kelly and him and all of them are getting ready for the purge. And thank God, Sean Hannity, who I know risked his job. I know he's been threatened and told, get ready to lose your job. And I know he has pressure through Clear Channel as well to back off Hillary. And you know what? He hasn't been doing it. And now you've got dozens of them. Some are saying 30 are threatening to leave now. I mean, it was just a few last night if they bring down Roger Ailes. So that's good. That's American fighting spirit. And now maybe those people can understand that I was right all along about the level of tyranny and how dangerous things are. And that it doesn't matter down the road if we have a right-winger in office that tries stuff like this. You've got to stand against it. Because this country and our children are in deep trouble. And this world is in deep trouble. This isn't a game, people. And it comes down to your soul. Do you want to be with Glenn Beck And do you want to be with Megyn Kelly, these evil, narcissistic, horribly dark betrayers? I mean, is that who you want to be with in your life? I'm talking to listeners. That's what this comes down to. I mean, thank God that I'm with mavericks and patriots like Matt Drudge and Joseph Farah and other folks like that. And people like Tucker Carlson, who wasn't that hardcore years ago. But as it became safer to fight the New World Order, he starts doing it because now he's able to. People are showing you their true colors right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens when stuff starts to get bad, okay? That's what happens. And I cannot express to you enough how much danger this country is in. It's teetering on the edge. They are inches away from activating jihadi sleeper cells that'll bring in martial law. They are, the BBC is announcing, oh, we're looking at stop saying the word terrorist altogether. And people say, oh, they're floating it. Yeah. No, they're going to do it now. They always say, should we not say mother and father? And then they ban it in government forms. Then they tell the kids don't use it. The kids are like, mother and father is bad? Yes, it hurts someone who doesn't have it. Talk about class warfare, dividing people if they have a mother or father. Or don't talk about how you have a mother and father. That might hurt someone who doesn't. I mean, that's later, the test tube babies. You know, some people are from test tubes. That's what they're, or I told you this was coming a decade ago. Persecution of robots. And now it's in all the movies, and we need rights for AI, you see. Oh, yes. I mean, I can see their whole plan. And I understand why other people who didn't read globalist white papers, who didn't sit around reading 1,100-page text, 1,200-page text, and World War II, you know, secret wartime reports that were declassified, and psychological warfare manuals of the Soviets and the British. I mean, I've done the research, okay? And I was younger then, I had a photographic memory, and I could just read a book in hours. Now, don't have a photographic memory anymore. It's kind of pleasing, I'll be honest with people. Because before everything, I'd see information, it was just like, my head would burn. You know, it was just like knowing so much and then seeing what's the patterns, and other people don't see it. They don't understand. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm nothing special, but I'm kind of an idiot savant at larger political systems and what's really behind them. And it's proven that my view of the world and how it operates is more accurate than the disinformation view the globalists put out on purpose. This is not rocket science. Now, again, there's a lot of checkpoints. It's hard to get people in and out. We have to be searched by the Secret Service whenever we come into here. And we're going to get stacked up today with guests. But the diamonds and some are coming in. Hey, ladies, come on in here. Jump on in, beautifuls. Hey, it's good to have you here. We're talking about how they're trying to bring down Fox News and the rest of the independent media. Because after they take down the lead elephant, they're going to try to take everybody down. And the metaphor is intended. Come here, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing wonderful.
You are sweethearts to be here and go through all that trouble to get here. Tell folks, everybody knows who you are, but plug your websites. Tell folks, you know, I mean, about your fight, why you're supporting Trump, and I would imagine you're more proud now than ever.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, we're supporting Trump because he wants to keep us safe and secure.
Exactly.
He wants to bring back jobs where we can thrive. And he wants to unite this country and bring back spirit. So that's why we're supporting him.
And we're excited.
Uh-huh.
What has it been like, ladies, for you personally? I know you guys are positive about getting Donald Trump, who is an America hater. I mean, he just didn't have to get the country. That's good enough for me. What do you make, though, of the threats you've gone through? And man, I know you guys... You know, we weren't even able to speak at the rally a while back, but we ended up coming anyways because of the death threats and things. I mean, we should talk about the so-called left. These people don't act like any liberals I ever knew before. What's happened to these people?
Well, we don't know what's happening to the left, but these death threats, we haven't heard anything about no death threats. We've never received death threats. So we don't know who made up that malicious lie.
Okay, good.
You know, there is no way that we would have missed our man in this event for Donald J.
Okay, Trump. Good. Well, I mean, I guess they were putting that out then. So you wouldn't come and others wouldn't come and it would scare people away. But then now I learned it wasn't true.
That's not true.
Right.
And we made every event, even the Citizens for Trump rally.
Yes.
We were able to go out there and speak, and we had a phenomenal time.
See how their disinformation works?
Yes.
It is a wall of lies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if the left started something, the stir up something. We don't know where it came from.
But getting back to that, you guys haven't ever been threatened? I mean,
No, we stand up to people. Listen, Alex, we are not afraid of people. I will stand
to know that sound like you guys. Well, sure.
I was
certainly you're aware Trump's had a lot of threats. There's been a lot of attacks at his rallies.
Listen, We don't. The more they hate, the more we have to educate these people. That's what it's about. So we don't get into the riffraff with people. We don't
understand. My audience gets it. They're like, I'd say 95% Trump. And as the whole elite comes after him more, you know, the 5% that weren't are getting on board. But I mean, behind the scenes, you guys have got to know Trump really, really good. I mean, what's it like knowing Trump himself behind the scenes?
Listen, he's a person that loves America, loves Americans.
Yes.
Want to just know that you're making it. Want to know that you're doing more than making it. You're thriving and not just surviving. Yeah. He's present. He's tentative. So when he's talking to you, you have his undivided attention.
He's a very humble man. He loves all Americans. Mm-hmm. He don't care if you're red, black, white, blue. He don't care what color you are. Yeah, he don't care.
Be honest, you ladies are a little bit sweet on him, aren't you?
Well, I always say Donald Trump is my man. I love a person. You know what I like about him? We've had the first African-American president. Not one time have he ever said, I'm going to do something for African-American.
That's right.
But Donald Trump is bold enough to say, you know what? I'm going to be the greatest president for African-Americans. I'm like, he's not embarrassed of us as African-Americans. He acknowledges us. That's why I'm pulling for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump, people I've known forever, they just say he likes real people.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
He's a real person.
That's right.
He's real.
But to have the first black president never mentioning nothing about you,
right?
But then having Donald Trump, I'm going to be good for you too. Don't you worry. We got you too.
Well, so specifically, we're going to come with actual jobs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we need. Listen,
Obama doesn't want that. He wants everybody under his control.
We don't need an Obama phone. Give people good jobs. They can buy their own phone with me.
We're here in Cleveland. Where the Obama phone lady's from, and I tell you, I've got to know her. She's a sweet lady, but it's so sad. She really just thinks, you know, that somehow somebody's got to save her.
That's being handed the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
See, they so conditioned and used to being handed the crumbs, the crumbs of, oh, give me this little phone.
Yeah.
How is that going to help you make it? Mm-hmm. How is that going to help you thrive?
That's right. You see what I'm saying?
I couldn't believe him when he said what Obama said, he was actually going to get that lady a house, that he didn't actually follow through to get, at least for her. It had to be some local Republicans that did it. That was so mean to say, we're going to take care of you living in your car, and then doesn't even do it.
But he don't have a problem with helping illegal immigrants.
Get cars.
That's right.
Houses and food and medical. The whole system is flawed.
Yes.
So when somebody like Donald Trump come and say, you know what, this system is flawed. This system is going to work for Americans, and we're going to put Americans first. What? Yes, we're going to vote for him.
Yes.
Ladies, give out your websites.
Oh, diamondandsilk.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Diamond and Silk. Like us on Facebook, Diamond and Silk. Everything is Diamond and Silk.
Just Google us, Diamond and Silk.
Well, you guys are awesome. You know, what I love is I've had some rallies here. I mean, the rally you were at as well. And it was wonderful. I think at least a third of the people at the Trump rally that I was with you the other day were black Americans. That is so good to challenge the media narrative that if you're in the Tea Party, you're racist. That is intended to actually make people believe that so they don't have a chance if they're libertarians or if they're conservatives. I mean, that's a big insult to just say you're not allowed to even come to this.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Black people, white people are coming off of that Democratic plantation, baby. And they are jumping on the Trump train.
Uh-huh.
And they keep wanting to put out this here little stigma. Oh, well, he may not have African-Americans. He have African-Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are closeted because they don't want to be ostracized. But he have black people that's going to be voting for him. Because you know what? They want to come up. They want to thrive again. Someone wants to be entrepreneurs.
Well, it's like when they say he hates gays and then he was one of the biggest advocates for people that equal rights 30 years ago before it was cool. It's just everything's a lie.
The left-wing media is spinning the lie.
They want to keep us segregated. They want us to segregate ourselves by race or gender.
Mm-hmm.
But Donald Trump wants us to be united as one, as all Americans.
It's so obvious, too.
Yes.
It's the opposite of what Martin Luther King said 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And RFK and JFK said, it's literally segregation's what the left's pushing.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. Yes.
And then what happens is, as soon as something happens,
uh-huh.
where you see it look like a cop has killed a black boy or African-American, now they're pulling at the heartstrings of African-Americans.
Yes.
And then African-Americans go out in the street, pump their fists. Black Lives Matter movement started, and they block traffic. And the same people that you protesting against is the same people that's risking their lives to protect you. They don't want to come to the table,
mm-hmm.
you know, because to come to the table and solve this problem, oh, that means the money stop, the propaganda stop.
Right.
The tables are not out there in the streets.
It's
they're here.
Inside.
They're inside.
That's
we can sit down. How do we solve problems?
Exactly.
Exactly. Instead of marching, pumping your fist and acting a fool in the street.
Right.
It's crazy.
And the same system that in the street pumping their fists on, it's the same system they keep voting for.
Because it was the Clintons that put the crime bill into law.
That's
it was
right.
the Democrats that
put it. I know why Trump's always hugging on you, ladies.
Yes.
Well, I say,
it's the truth.
I get both you guys in person. I want your energy.
Hey, yes, we love you. Yes.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
What do you guys make of the attempts to bring down the conservatives at Fox News and Roger Ailes? And this whole thing that's going on where the left is trying, and that's from inside, it's a fact, they're trying to bring down Fox News right now.
Well, we don't want that to happen. I hope everything work out well. That's all I can say. I don't know what's going on, but we want everything to work out well.
Well,
you know,
a coup in Turkey or a counter coup, this is a coup at Fox News.
It is so sad. It's so,
anything to silence the truth.
Oh, yeah, they're moving against free speech. I'm going to tell you, folks, they bring down Fox News, they're going to bring down everybody else in their free speech. Mm-hmm. We better use it or lose it.
Because that's all we really got. That's really all we got.
Yes.
Everything else is just lean to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So we're praying for them and everything. Everything will work out well.
But it's so sad that the left is doing everything they can do to try to save crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't want to bring her down.
No.
We ain't letting no crook off
the
hook.
I'm sure you ladies get this, but you know, I can just feel the energy.
No, we're very passionate.
No, but I mean, it's not just your words. I can feel the energy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know, when you find this country over $19 trillion in debt. You have people that are unemployed. People standing on the corners with a sign, holding a sign saying we'll work for food. What in the heck is the current administration doing to change that?
And why would the current administration think that we should vote for that same system for another 4 to 8 years?
Right.
When you ain't done that, you had almost eight years to do something.
Exactly.
You had not anything.
Well, that's Cloward and Piven. They admit they want us poor. And now Bilderberg Group met this year and admitted, they put a press release out, we want to make you poor and give you a stipend every month to control you. They actually said, we want to control you, we want you poor.
Yes.
So they're now, the conspiracy theorists are right again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they want to do. They want to keep you codependent on the government. And once they keep you there, they can control you.
They say,
sugar ain't for free.
That's
you
right.
Home.
And they're not going to give you the best stuff. Now, when they give you the crumbs, it's going to be the bare minimum.
The bare minimum.
Well, in fact, that's what they said in his big paper. He won a bunch of awards for this professor. He's a statement of what the system is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's the Walmart model. I'm not tagging Walmart. This is what they do.
Okay.
Where they pay you just enough but then you're still able to get welfare. They don't pay you above that so that you work 8-10 hours a day, but then you got to go to the government and get something on top of it just to live. That's the big conspiracy.
And
Donald Trump wants to break that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And
yes.
I believe he is going to break that.
Yes.
See, that's why when you get out, you want to make sure you register to vote. And you want to make sure you vote for Donald Trump because I believe he can come in and clean up all of this inside of us.
Oh,
he
yes,
can clean
he can.
It up.
I agree. A lot of people are closeted about Trump, and I think that's why he's going to have a landslide unless there's election fraud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
This is going to be amazing.
This is going to be, listen, he's going to be the 45th president of the United States.
Yes.
And well, you know what? No weapon formed against him is going to prosper.
None.
So whatever the left is trying to do is
That's
not
right.
going to prosper.
Yes.
You ladies are amazing. We're going to go to break in a few more minutes. I mean, you've got a schedule. I've got a schedule. But it was rough to get in here. Well, a lot of security.
Oh, a lot of security.
Yes.
But you know what? We feel safe. Thank you, police officers.
Thank you.
I love y'all. I've been hugging on them.
Yes.
Oh, and they fine, too, Alex. Mm-hmm. Too, so But they've been really keeping us safe, Secret Service.
Safe.
I love it. We feel very safe here in Cleveland.
And even your people.
Thank you all
thank
for
you.
Everything. Just
everything
making sure we were
done.
Secure. Just,
yes.
I love y'all for that. Thank
you.
Y'all.
What do you guys think about this whole thing with Trump's wife? I mean, I looked at that speech. That's what everybody says about their roots and their parents. And that's not plagiarizing. That's like saying, I'm so honored to be here. I mean, that's just something. The few lines she said that were like Michelle's, that's something everybody says.
Listen.
I mean, how do you plagiarize?
She gave a phenomenal speech.
Awesome.
And what's happening is the Clinton camp, Clinton is threatened.
Yes.
She feels threatened by Melania. And so that's why they put those malicious lies out on the
And on a daily basis, we say make America great again.
Does that mean we plagiarizing that?
No.
We say it all the time.
Exactly. Plagiarized speech is big chunks.
Absolutely.
And claiming credit for it all.
Exactly.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Diamond and Silk. I'm Alex Jones. Ted Nugent's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At one point in my life, I just stopped going to church. I didn't care that much about religion. Some friends of mine encouraged me to pick up the Bible and